Thank you.
So I would like to start my presentation on Japan business update.
まずは、こちらも2024年はこういった形でやりますので。
So this is how things were in 2024. So it's a recap.
First,
domestic enterprise segment is what I would like to talk about.
Highlights.
As Kevin already talked about, more than 500 customers are here in this segment, and the sales ratio there increased by more than 21%, 61% growth year on year in new sales because of the Vision One that has been mentioned already. Japan lagged behind, but it is growing, and security operations is one area where our product has been spreading and taking root. And also a new sales model, as you can see here, includes Vision One Credit and AWS Marketplace. Private offers through which multi-year comprehensive contracts are concluded. Local governments as well as enterprise users are getting Trend Micro solutions over multiple years. And this used to be more in the US or in Europe. However, since last year, users are starting to purchase our services in this fashion. And Trend Micro Vision One, we're growing customers. Year-on-year growth is 34%. And the Vision One users, there is a unit price increase or sales per unit is increasing. And for the existing customers, I mentioned 500 seats or more, and there are many such users in Japan. And of those customers, the Vision One attachment rate has reached 20%. And actually, for higher-end enterprises, the ratio of attachment is higher. And Olight includes, well, it relates to the focus that we had on existing users, their new user acquisition slowdown. And for users with 500 to 1,000 seats, yes, we were really focusing on those bigger customers, therefore, slower growth in sales to mid-tier customers. Now, less than 500 seats. Well, let me talk about SMBs. Highlight sales growth in SMB was 9% higher year on year, and security services business drove the growth, 16% year on year growth. And customer base, we have been growing constantly. And in 2023, Q4, around that time frame, we started providing this XDR service through MSP partners, and that increased in 2024. So if you just compare Q4 against Q4, year-on-year growth is 618% plus. And so the major SMB partners are providing XDR managed services, and they are growing that business very steadily. In addition, Cloud Edge, which is hardware service, that are also added onto this. Now, lowlights. Well, major key partners are growing. However, the growth in sales from mid-tier partners has been rather low. So that's the lowlight. And full-year business, this is how it was. So sales growth in enterprise, year-on-year growth was 10%. Vision One is spreading. So the sales pattern has changed, and more customers are purchasing this, and Vision One has been growing throughout the year. And lowlight, as before, we focused on particular customers, and therefore there were some slow growth in other parts of the existing customer base. And for small businesses, less than 500 seats, actually there was growth steadily, and MSP ISP partner are very steady, and XDR services sales has been increasing steadily as well. So these are the highlights. Lowlight has to do with the mid-tier partners, because we were focusing on the key partners, and therefore that's the lowlight. Now, 2025 enterprise overall, what I can say is that we are growing Vision One on a global scale, and security operation is catching up in Japan as well. And there is accumulation of references, and we would like to leverage such reference cases so that we can win new customers this year. So that's our strategy for 2025. And through Vision One, Security Operations Center platform will be one, so that we can enhance the unit price increase, and we can actually see the customers directly. Therefore, we will gain trust. And for MSPs, or rather SMBs, as Kevin mentioned, Vision One is spreading, working through the MSPs partners. And so in addition to the existing customers, we are going to further promote the introduction of Vision One in 2025. So we will focus there. Now, consumers, next. Beyond device security product is mentioned here, Virus Buster. But rather than virus, this is now a Fraud Buster or Scam Buster. We are growing that in Japan, 34% right now is the ratio of sales growth. And for Q4, PC sales has seen a slight recovery, just slight though. Now, we're engaged in various security awareness activities. 47 prefectures there are in Japan, but we have very close connections with over 30 prefectures, namely the police agencies and departments. And throughout 2024, it's not really that different from what I already talked about, so I will skip this. And then for consumer fiscal 2025 business strategy, we're going to really focus on the new non-virus buster, but scam buster and other anti-scam related products and services. And we're going to focus on that in developing our businesses. We will take proactive measures so that this new consumer business can be established and expanded. So we are taking measures towards that. Therefore, a consumer's business in 2025, of course, we will try to keep the existing customers, but we will go after new customers with the anti-scam products and services. The image and the brand of Trend Micro hopefully will take a stronger root in the minds of these companies, or rather the customers, and we're trying to spread the use of our products. And so this is the end of my presentation about Japan Business Update. Thank you very much.